ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 chapter 11 The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna text 28 Please repeat after me Vanam
Vanam
वृंदावनम
वृंदावनम
नाम
नाम
पशव्यम
पशव्यम
नवकारणम
नवकारणम
गोपगोपी गगवान
गोपगोपी गगवान
सेव्यम
सेव्यम
पुण्य अद्धि
पुण्य अद्धि
तृण
तृण
वीरुधम
वीरुधम
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
पशव्यं नवकाननं
पशव्यं नवकाननं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
पशव्यं नवकाननं
पशव्यं नवकाननं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
पशव्यं नवकाननं
पशव्यं नवकाननं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
गोपगोपी गवां सेव्यं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
पुण्याद्रि तृणवीरुधं
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
वनं वृंदावनं नाम
There are nice mountains.
Trina,
plants.
Virudham
and creepers. Translation Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder of the ISKCON. Translation Vipi, Nandeshwara and Mahavana is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants and creepers for the cows and other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and other animals. Vrindavana is situated between Nandeshwara and Mahavana. Formerly, the cowherd men had shifted to Mahavana, but still there were disturbances. Therefore, the cowherd men selected Vrindavana, which was between the two villages, and decided to go there.
Let's go to Vrindavana. That's what Upananda is saying. Let's go. Why should we want to go to Vrindavan? Because Krishna's there. Why is Krishna there? Well, Vrindavanam Parittaja Padam Ekam Nagacchati. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. He's just like we're in Durga, the fort, we can't go outside. So he can't go outside because he's bound by the love of the residents of Vrindavan. He's got the pranayarasaya that's described in Bhagavatam. He's bound by the ropes of love, so he can't go. But he does go. Vasudeva Krishna goes outside Vrindavan. He's bound by the love. What is Vrindavan? Radha Palankita Dham Jadam Vrindavan. Vrindavan in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's language is the place which is defined as the place where Krishna keeps his footprints. No, Radha's footprints are there. So Krishna has to be there. Now, the reason given here, why should we go there? First of all, we should go. We have to go. We can't stay here because it's too dangerous for Krishna and the other children. And we should go. By the way, this verse is a succinct description of Vrindavan. Isn't it? It's a forest by the name of Vrindavan, which is very suitable for the animals, has many fresh gardens. That means not grazed much. These nomadic herders, they go from place to place. Still going on in some parts of our line, for instance, Kazakhstan, where they have very little rain, and the people, they move around from place to place to with their cows or whatever to get some fresh grass. So it's very good for the cows. Yeah, and particularly, Gopa Gopi Gavam Seyam, it's very useful for the purposes of the gopas and gopis, who are the people who...
They are. Of course, they're brahmanas also, but shudras also, but the core of the community is the cowherd people. And there's a pious hill there. Govardhan is there. And grass and creepers. That's just what we want, right? Let's go to Mumbai. There's roads and highways and flyovers and trains and skyscrapers and hospitals and movie houses and fast internet connection and let's go to Vrindavan. Let's go to Vrindavan, yeah. The cowherd community is very concerned to protect the cows. Krishi Goraksha Vanidyam Vaishakarma Svabhavajam. The three main activities of the Vaishas, how they live, what their natural inclination is, agriculture, cow protection, and trade. And generally, agriculture and cow protection, they're done by one section, and trade is done by another. Those who do agriculture and cow protection, they may do a little trade in extra cow products, or they give it away. But generally they're in a different category. The merchants, they have their role to play, because they, just like previously, there are so many farmers, and then the merchants buy the grain wholesale, and then they make it, they buy it little by little from all the farmers, and then there are wholesale grain merchants in the city, and then in the little localities there'll be grain merchants, smaller shops. So in this way they make a profit, but they make it available also, because every individual can't go to the farmer and buy a little grain. It's not so practical. So they have their role to play. The residents of Vrindavan are focused on cow protection. Balaram is there with his plow, but we don't hear much about agriculture. He must have been there also. Otherwise, why does Balaram have a plow? It's not only for killing people. He doesn't always kill with his plow. He also uses it for Revati. There's a little girl called Revati. Little Revati. She's a little girl, but when Balaram saw his wife Revati, she was too big. So he got the plow and pulled her down, made her a little smaller, suitable for Kali Yuga, because her father, Revat, went to see Brahma to find out who could be the husband of his daughter. So, but by the time he came back, it was Kali Yuga, so everyone had got smaller. So Balaram made her smaller. It's very pleasing to hear about Krishna and his pastimes. What do you think? But at the time, they were in a lot of anxiety. That's in Vrindavan. I was speaking about that. Yes, Vaikuntha is the place with no anxiety. Vrindavan, there's a lot of anxiety, so much anxiety, especially this boom of Vrindavan. There are demons. You don't get demons in Golok Vrindavan, only in Gokul. There are so many dangers. Gives fun to life. It's entertaining to talk about it. People like to see war movies, for instance, but it's entertaining to watch it, but it's no fun to be in a war. No fun at all. War is hell. Really. So we can hear about it, but every week we may like to go to Vaikuntha, but Vrindavan is full of anxiety. But that anxiety is centered on Krishna. And that increases the love of the devotees for Krishna. Natural love is there. As I've been reminded over the last few days, that having not had children in this life, they've not had physical children, biological children, I can't understand what parents feel for their children, that they're ready to die for their children. And we see that in animals also. It's a primal feeling. That word was used yesterday, devotee speaking to me, that they'll, the dog up against a much more powerful predator will be, the bitch, she'll be so protective of her puppies. She'll be so fierce that even a powerful predator will be scared away. She has some special shakti comes in her, that feeling to protect. But that feeling which parents have for their children, we understand that it's a perverted reflection of the natural love for Krishna. Although Srila Prabhupada did say that the mother's love for her child is the closest to pure devotion we can get in this world. But if we can imagine that love, that it seems the mother has more even than the father, generally speaking, that generally it's thought, even though Nanda Maharaj's love for Krishna is unlimited, but Yashoda's is even more. It's such an... Nanda Maharaj, when Uddhava came, Nanda could speak to him. Yashoda, she was just crying. That's all. She couldn't speak. Of course, generally the men speak to the men, but she couldn't listen or nothing, feeling separation from Krishna. But that feeling, if that's multiplied, just like I was saying yesterday, that Radharani is so great. Durga, she's the potency in the material world of Radha, but Durga, she's beautiful, powerful, worshipable, but she's a millionth of 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 a of Radha. But still we have to take her seriously because we're here in the material world. She's so great. Lord Chaitanya took her seriously. He would go to her temples. Not on a regular basis, but when he was in the vicinity, he would offer respects to her. So in the same way, the feeling that we have, the feelings in this world, when that is increased millions, 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 million, just so many times, then that is the level of love for Krishna. Then we can go to Vrindavan. Bishoy charya kobe shuddha hobe man tobe hama herabo Sri Vrindavan. When I'm free from material desires and my mind is fully purified, then I can see Vrindavan. Now this is a touchy point because we're talking about the love of the parents for the children. But that's also material. And we're supposed to give up material desires. We're not supposed to give up love. That's the Mayavadi's idea. But what are we looking at here? We're not looking at giving up love, but altering that so that if we see the child as someone sent by Krishna, so that my natural loving propensity to the child, that will be manifest in terms of Krishna consciousness, seeing that this child is part and parcel of Krishna, and I am responsible to raise this child in Krishna consciousness. I've been, yesterday I had a discussion with two senior devotees in America who told me that considering the long and terrible history that we have in our ISKCON movement of terrible mistreatment of children. Now it's not been that every child has been terribly mistreated, but even one mistreated is wrong, to put it mildly. Considering that, and the terrible effects that has on the children and their parents and on our movement, people, they won't want to join. The Catholic Church is devastated by the history they have of child abuse. So they were saying to me that I should take it much more seriously and not give an impression that it's something we can just forget or trivialize. And okay, all right, I accept that, and I'll be in further discussion with them, because as Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, of course in so many purports, that the women, children, brahmanas, old men and cows, they are to be protected. And in one purport, in the first canto, it says, even if they're insulted, that decreases the duration of one's life. So this one devotee was saying that, well, we can take that as a movement also, that it'll decrease the duration of the life of this movement. It's a touchy thing. It's a delicate point, let's say like that, because children have to be disciplined. They are, after all, just like animals. Especially, I was saying yesterday, young boys. The young boys, they're looking at me, really? Am I an animal? Well, especially when they're... Actually, babies are like animals. I can confidently say that. Because they have no sense of discrimination. And they poop here and there. And that's accepted because they're babies. But as they get older, you have to train them. And training them means you have to exert some pressure on them some way or another, either psychologically or physically or whatever. You have to train them to become civilized, at least civilized. That's a beginning. And to be at least civilized. Of course, the definition of what is civilized is under constant change in the modern world. As I learned yesterday, there's a whole phenomenon of women in Australia thinking that they are cats, dressing as cats. This is not a joke, right? It sounds like it should be a joke, but there's worse to come. And the government is building separate toilets for them, cat toilets. And you're supposed to treat them as if they're not insane and just treat them like ordinary people. Society's in a lot of trouble. I mean, really, really, really. Really bad. A few years ago, a new devotee in America told me, well, I was raised by two lesbians and drug addicts, as if it was the most, you know, just normal. If you say anything against it, there's something seriously wrong with you. So society all around us is very, very bad in so many ways. But if you say it's bad, then you're bad. And you can be in trouble with the law in some parts of the world. And it's coming here also. I don't know how long it will get to, how much time it'll take to get to the point where we have cats' toilets. I mean, they don't even have human toilets in India. Well, that's come now. That's one of Adaraniya Pradhan Mantri's programs, a toilet in every village. But still people go in, they just go in the field anyway. It's like the Tamil Nadu government built so many houses for the village people, and many of them, the house is there, but they don't use it. They put the cows in it or something. So So it's a bad, bad world out there. And that influence comes in our movement also. How to keep that out? Well, farm communities just cut ourselves off from the world. That's one way of doing it. Just have a different society. Of course, the laws of the land are there. You have to adhere to them. You have to give taxes to the government if you have land in most places, in most parts of the world. You have to do so. It's hard to cut yourself off completely. And even if you do that, there's still it's something that's not measurable. It's like in the ether, the whole influence of Kali Yuga is so bad. There were communities in at least one or two in Russia that toward the end of the 19th century, they just went off into the forest thousands of miles from Moscow. Forest in Russia means it's cold a lot of the year. How do you live there? Maybe probably they did a lot of hunting, and they wouldn't get bullets or anything because they're cut off, so they probably did it in the primitive way with bows and arrows, traps or whatever. So, but they went away because they wanted to be Christians on their own terms and not be told what to do by the government. So they did. And they eventually got discovered by civilization. And in the meantime, communism had come and gone. They never, which if you know anything about the history of the 20th century, maybe the most striking point was the influence of communism. Well, of course, there was Hitler. It's a very, very politically charged era. How long was it? 80 years, something like that? Less than 80 years. But it exerted a tremendous influence over the whole world. And they didn't even know about it because they just wanted to cut out. But it's increasingly difficult to do that. They'll have you on a Google map at least. You can't hide. You'll be seen from space. How to meet the challenge? The residents of Vrindavan, they were being harassed by demons one after another. So they said, well, let's go. Oh, no, let's go to another place. But in the other place, they found there were demons also. They couldn't get away from the demons. Demons kept on coming. There's nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. We have to make arrangements as far as possible to keep out Kali Yuga. And the best arrangement is, okay, say it all together. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. If we're always chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have time to do any nonsense. Of course, we have to eat and sleep and make arrangements for that. And for householders, practically their whole life goes away in making arrangements for eating and sleeping. The household. So what to do? Keep good association. Chant as much as we can. And then we have service, so many services. It's a preaching movement. We can only pray. Not only pray, we have to make arrangements as far as possible to keep this movement pure and at the same time recognize that with few exceptions, we're all products of Kali Yuga. We all have the Ravana inside us. Sometimes our devotees dress as Ravana in a drama, but we know they're not Ravana. But it's the Ravana inside that's the danger. How to check that? It seems to be increasingly difficult, but that is our task. there have to be systems. We have to adhere to those systems. Pray to Krishna for the intelligence. First of all, to have the clear intelligence to understand what to do, and then the courage to implement that. And at the same time, we have to not be oppressive. We have to give people a chance. Everyone makes mistakes. Is there anyone in their life who never made a mistake? Please raise your hand. If you raise your hand, you made a mistake. Just getting born in this world is a mistake in the first place. We're not here because we're pure devotees. We're here because we're rascals, demons, nonsense number one, Ravana's best friend. No, we're not on that. We're not such big, exalted demons. We're just little Kali Yuga nonsense demons. Sabko Sanmati De Bhagavan. It's a good prayer. Bhagavan, give everyone good intelligence. Starting with myself. We can pray like that. Okay. So, Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Let's go to Vrindavan. Or we can make Vrindavan here. You should make Vrindavan everywhere. That was Srila Prabhupada's plan. Vrindavan, yeah, what is there? There's the forest, the nice grasses, the gopis, cows. So it may be a nice forest, but it's not Vrindavan without the people, devotees. So, beautiful temple, but we need beautiful devotees also. Otherwise, we see here in India, there are so many impressive temples. We don't take so seriously. There are smaller, of course, there are very big famous temples like in Rameshwaram, Srirangam, Chidambaram, so many if we start listing. There are at least 20 major temples in Tamil Nadu which are very, very big and impressive. But there, so if you come to a smaller place, I'm just trying to think of the smaller one. Well, like Sholingar, for instance, is not, compared to Srirangam, is not as impressive. But if you had something like that in Poland, for instance, it would be highly impressive, wouldn't it? Have you been to Sholingar? You go up the steps, there's an Nrsingha temple, way up. There's quite a lot of steps. So they're really, really impressive temples. There's so many of them. But in many of them, the service is not as it used to be because there aren't pujaris to serve. Some temples you find one pujari, he'll be on his bicycle, he goes, does the puja in the morning, cycles off to another one, does the puja in another, cycles to another, does the puja in another, and then he goes back home, changes, and then he goes to work. He's doing it just out of some kind of dedication to do that. He gets maybe 50 rupees a month from the government as a useless, meaningless salary, or maybe 500, no. But previously those temples would have been vibrant with all the time there'd be pujas going on, bells ringing, and Vedic mantras chanted, and people coming. So we have to keep that spirit up. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada warned that the temple will become a place for pigeons to pass stool. That we also see many places. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Hare Krishna. You're all serving so nicely. All exalted devotees. Sometimes we have some bad feeling about devotees, but so exalted. You compare to the people who are not so fortunate as to have yet been touched by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So you're living such a pure life of dedication, serving Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So it is Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj ki.